In a 3-to-1 vote, the board approved a memorandum of understanding between the district and the city of Las Cruces to allow for the services of school resource officers during the 2020-2021 school year. The district will not be charged for the services of resource officers until schools begin to physically reopen. Board member Teresa Tenorio, the only member to vote against the motion, brought up concerns regarding the presence of guns in schools. She cited a 2019 incident at a Las Cruces middle school, where a now former resource officer discharged his gun. Las Cruces Public School Safety and Security Coordinator Todd Gregory addressed those concerns, stating the weapons are a necessity only to be used in extreme situations.
I'm only aware of that one incident where there was an issue with an SRO not utilizing or following proper procedure. We've had plenty of other threats and other issues at schools over the years that posed an armed threat on campus more than we have with the law enforcement.
An additional proposed memorandum of understanding between the town of Mesilla and the district for school resource and community service officers was not approved. School Board President Terry Dahlman and Board Member Tenorio both voted against the motion. A main topic of concern was the memorandum allowed for at-home visits from resource officers, something Tenorio says could be traumatic for some families.
Some of these families may not have good relationships with law enforcement. And, you know, unfortunately, when you have a police officer show up and you're struggling already to be engaged in school and you have other family circumstances that are keeping you from that, I think it would be really intimidating for them.
Dahlman agrees, sharing that these additional duties differ from the roles of student resource officers in other cities.
These were additional duties that have been altered as far as the job description for this particular SRO. And these are not the duties that, for example, the city of Las Cruces SROs handle. I taught at ZIA for 8 years. I know some of these students. We're dealing with undocumented students, and so that's another issue altogether.
Superintendent Karen Trujillo reminded the group the presence of resource officers for welfare checks are not uncommon.
If we have welfare checks that require a police presence, it's not unheard of for SROs to also be to respond to those. So it is done in conjunction with our counselors and social workers.
The board also considered a motion to continue the drug abuse resistance education program, which did not pass. Dahlman and Tenorio voted against offering DARE in favor of finding a more modern program. Board member Ray Jaramillo feels it's best to keep the program until a new curriculum can be identified.
It just made sense to me to have this and then look for something in the future rather than it not be there and now we have nothing. I feel like we should have had something in place.
Other proposals the board approved included a motion allowing for police support for sporting events, school threats, and search needs, as well as the use of New Mexico Mounted Patrol volunteers to support the Las Cruces Police Department with district needs. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.